This is Fresh Air. Rock star Prince makes music that is funky and danceable. It's also sexy, indiscreet, and controversial. He's just released a new album called Love Sexy. That's one word. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
There is no rock star as teasingly great as Prince, no innovative pop musician who is more likely to be dismissed as a jerk. Prince is as uncompromising in his eccentricity as he is in his musicianship. This is a fact that's never been clearer than it is on his new album. On the cover of Love Sexy, Prince is posed against a swirl of oversized purple orchids that look like they could have been painted by Alex Katz. Prince himself is naked, his lifted left leg ensuring a minimum of modesty. He's looking off in the distance, holding his right hand over his heart, as if pledging allegiance to the weird.
Welcome to the new power generation. The reason why my voice is so clear is there's no smack in my brain.
That's No I, the first song on Love Sexy, and a statement of principles in a way. Beneath that sharp, precise funk music, Prince speaks about knowing there's both a heaven and a hell, and later in the tune he sings these four lines. I know there is a devil because he talks so loud. He makes you do things your friends do, hang out with the crowd. But my Lord, he's so quiet when he calls your name. When you hear it, your heart will thunder. You'll want to hear it every day. This is sweet verse about a faith I think Prince believes in deeply. He has written similar sentiments again and again over the course of 10 years of record making. But how does that faith square with posing nude among the orchids, with writing songs so sexually explicit I can't play them on the radio? This has been an ongoing paradox in Prince's career, and Love Sexy is his attempt at an answer.
Now, anyone that's ever touched it, they don't want nothing else. I'm all done, and I got to tell them, well, I just can't keep it to myself.
That's the album's title song. And we have to come to terms with this awkward neologism, Love Sexy. It's clear from his music that Prince doesn't think it's contradictory or even a sin to be both a Christian and a libertine, to run pure thoughts through a dirty mind. This is nothing new, of course. Artists ranging from Elvis Presley to D.H. Lawrence have had a similar notion. In this sense, all Love Sexy means is a commingling of the spiritual and the sexual, that indeed sex is the most direct route to the spiritual. Prince seems to perceive this as a radical agenda for pop songs in 1988, and he's probably right. Lots of rock acts try to shock, but none of them backs up the naughtiness with music as obsessive as Prince.
So much for your every kiss. I
That's I Wish You Heaven. With this album, Prince confirms again that he's our most unlikely rock star. His willful obscurity and oddball posturing prevents fans from identifying with him, the way Bruce Springsteen fans can feel at one with the boss. And by filling his songs with references to his tussles with religion, by persistently comparing an impending nuclear war to Armageddon, Prince denies himself the pop star lightness and charm of Michael Jackson. No one is pursuing eccentricity with such arrogant boldness and self-absorption while reaching so many people. Weirdo or not, I think that's admirable.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.